make heaven so that we can proceed. We can start with our meeting. Can you check first whether everybody can be
talking? Okay, good morning. As per the resolution of the committee, the last meeting we had, the committee resolved that the stakeholders be invited. Stakeholders being the principal of the Nondame, of which she is present today. Yeah. The chairperson of the SGB is also present today. The committee also resolved to invite the school management team and the communication that the committee received from the department was that the department cannot release school management team to be part of the meeting due to the fact that they are expected to be teaching during this working hours. Thank you.
Honorable Fiber, I was just I was just checking that before we start with the meeting that everybody here, we shouldn't find ourselves continuing with the meeting while other people are still on their way. Is it on that matter?
Yes, I would just like to know, some of our members, we didn't receive the documents. I understand that our secretary didn't think that I was going to be, so I understand that, but I didn't receive anything in my box, as well as Ms. Kosmini. She also... Okay, but if it's possible, if we can get the documentation, I'll highly appreciate it, if possible. Otherwise, I'll look here with Mr. Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Survivor. I think we live to share. You'll share with Honorable civilians, or just look next door. You can just turn not only to Honorable civilians, but also to Honorable Craftsmen. on that note, members and our guests here, officials, we are just going to start with our meeting, and I'm just going to... Didn't we resolve that we should also invite all unions, all teacher unions, or am I mistaken?
No, we did.
Yeah, Chairperson, can we ask the secretary to read all identified people that we identified from the ministry, nationally, ministry here, whatever, so that not only picking up on SMT and whatever, so that we know who is here, who responded to the invite. Thank you. I mean, including, I mean, now we're picking up the teacher unions. We also know that we've invited also the Minister of Western Cape, but we're not getting all those stakeholders, as he's mentioning. Thanks.
Honorable Pinky, I think I'm going to allow the committee secretary just to read out the people that we suggested should be invited. And then I think when we come to the second item, which will be apologies, then we'll deal with those who are not here.
Yeah.
But for now, can you just indicate who are the people that the meeting agreed should be invited to this meeting?
The Department of Education. Correspondence was written and confirmation was that somebody will represent the minister Deputy Minister. We received an apology from the Deputy Minister because today he is attending MINMEC. And his office indicated that they will send somebody to represent the Deputy the Minister of Education. As I've also explained the issue of SMT, that due to the fact that the meeting is taking place during working hours, the SGP is present. The two gentlemen on my left are representing the office of the Ministry of Education in the Western Cape. I've also received an apology from the office of the Minister for Education. He is also attending MINMEC, but they will be responding to everything today. The issue of student representatives. My understanding, the outcome of the meeting was that it's a primary school, and the forum that would best represent them would be the school management team. I don't know if there's anything that I've left out now. The unions. My understanding, I could not get a representative of the union.
Are we fine, members? Members, I think one that we should, maybe we'll get that when we introduce ourselves, that we shouldn't find ourselves confusing because we're expecting from the Department of Education delegation from the Western Cape Department of Education and also reps from the National, which is the Office of the Deputy Minister. Are they here? Fine. Members, let me just take this opportunity to allow everybody to introduce ourselves so that when we interact, then it should be easier. We should be knowing who are we interacting with. I'm going to start with myself here. I'm Honorable Wendy McCarthy, the chairperson of Select Committee on Education and Recreation.
Mongsenzulu from KwaZulu-Natal, I'm a member of this committee.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Zukiswa Ranto, the whip of the committee from Eastern Cape.
Morning, my name is Michael Dazolis. I'm also a member of this committee representing the Western Cape.
Good morning, my name is Willem Faber from the Northern Cape, also representing the Select Committee Education. Thank you.
No one has made a member of this committee.
Sepoka Plaiki, I'm a member of this committee.
Bosisiwe Mube, a member of this committee for PMG. You see the materials there, but I'm the member of this committee. Thank you. Representing Gauteng.
Doris Nomadi Dime, the principal of Nomsane Primary School from Gauteng.
Abisalom Lazi,
the chairperson of school of Second Nomsane Primary School.
My name is Sishem Lambo, representing the Minister of Basic Education.
I'm Kele Mohebi from the DG's Office as PLO.
Archie Lewis, Western Cape Education Department.
John Liners, Western Cape Education Department. I'm the DDG and I've been asked by the Minister to represent him.
Well, I said my name is Slengani Balui, a researcher for this committee.
Vera Muhadi, a research committee.
And I'm Jameson Matiza from PMG. Thank you.
Ms. Wianda Langa, Secretary to the Committee.
Thank you, everybody. Everybody is welcome to this meeting. Firstly, I should indicate that we are seated here as the Select Committee on Education and Recreation. We are the public representatives. We are being elected by the people of South Africa to represent them here. One of our roles as the Select Committee and as the public representatives is to do oversight and to allow, you know, that space between people of South Africa and to have a communication. You know, there should be a link between the people of South Africa, we are representing them here. If they've got issues, to raise them freely with us. Because as Parliament, we are the voice of the people. Firstly, I should just indicate that as a select committee, we've got all the rights and powers to do, as main of our mandate is to take the provincial interest to national sphere. We've got one of our duties is to do oversight. Whether we do oversight in the Western Cape, so long as it's within South Africa or it's within our mandate, this is our responsibility. To take members and our official departments a little bit why we are here today. The Select Committee received a letter last year, September, which was brought to my attention as the chairperson of the Select Committee. The letter was from Nomzamo Primary School, indicating the frustrations, challenges that are faced with as a school in the Western, in Nomzamo, which is in the very same province where the parliament is. The committee, the Select Committee, took a decision to undertake and go and do an oversight, visit the school, to go and interact with the school principal, the management, and everybody, all the stakeholders who were supposed to be in that meeting. And on the 14th, October 2009, the Select Committee did undertook that oversight visit to that school. Procedurally, that if we, from an oversight, we sit as a Select Committee, we discuss, we come up with a report, we come out with our recommendations, we table the report before the Parliament, which in this case, this has happened. And as a Select Committee, or as the chairperson was acting on behalf of the Select Committee, mandated by the Select Committee, we gave the report to the Deputy Minister of Education for the speedy intervention on the matter. I also did communicate, I must just indicate here, with the MEC of Education in this province, who phoned me immediately. I just want to clear it. Who phoned me immediately after that oversight, the very same day that we came from Nomzamo. He was very furious, indicating that we don't have any right to get into his province. I clarified the matter. We are politicians. We are representing the people of South Africa. And I'm still going to reinstate it here. We are here representing Bentley, in particular, maybe as a chairperson from the ANC, that the vulnerable people, if our people are having problems, they have outcry, it's our responsibility to go and listen to them. We are here because of them. I clarified the matter with the MC that we don't ask anybody's permission to do our work. We are just going to do our work, and it's exactly what we're going to do, even today. I think that matter, he understood that. And the indication, actually, what he promised me over the telephone is that we'll get a regular briefing, and there will be a communication around the matter. The first week after the opening, while we're still communicating with the deputy minister, I was surprised again to get a letter from the principal of the school, because the indication from the department was that they are still in the process of investigating the matter. I was surprised to find that the school has been closed down. The principal has been suspended. I think these are the issues that we really have to, because according to the indication and the email that I had, is that there will be that contact between us and the Department of Education in this province, which I feel from where I'm seated, I should just indicate that I'm really disappointed, because what we undertook to do, it has never happened. But on that note, I felt that maybe I should check whether representatives from the Office of the Deputy Minister, do they have the report, and also maybe from the Education Department here, this report, so that while we interact, we can go through that report and, you know, come up and reach a consensus, because the bottom or our responsibility, as I indicated here, is to serve our people. And here we are talking about learners, which, as everybody who is seated here, we know that education is one of the key priorities for this term as identified by the state president of South Africa. So it means we are faced with a serious challenge, and we cannot just compromise the future of our children. Honorable members, on that note, I was just trying to give a brief background on the matter, and I'll allow the department just to give us a briefing on the status of Nonzamo Primary School.
Thank you very much, Chair. I tender the apology of our MEC for Education, Mr. Donald Grant, who has indicated to your committee that he is at an education meeting in Pretoria together with the head of education. Because I, and together with my colleague, Mr. Lewis, have been working very closely with this matter, Mr. Lewis more than I, he thought it well to ask us to give you the briefing. I will certainly convey the sentiments that you expressed in your opening remarks to the minister, and I take it also that the minister will receive a copy of the minutes of this meeting so that he can take note of it yourself. In your opening remarks, there are some let me call it perceptions at this time that we will correct as we go along with the briefing, and I hope that you will then let me say at the outset that the school is not closed. The school is very much operating. And now give me your background of the school. There are 65 learners at the school, 66 learners at the school, with two teachers, and a third teacher present, but the teacher has been declared in excess. So in effect, there are three teachers at the school. Mrs. May is the principal, and we've had frequent conversations with them. Now, the background to this is that the school was situated on a site that belongs to what we call the Boschendal Estate. And the WCED, the Western Cape Education Department, had entered into a lease agreement with the management of the farm, whereby the department leased the site on which the school was until the end of January, sorry, until 31 December 2009. And during the course of 2009, now this is something that goes back for a while, but I will restrict myself to the recent events. During the course of 2009, the Boschendal Estate Management called on the department to make sure that because the lease expires on 31 December, that we relocate the school, that we relocate the school elsewhere. Mr. Lewis, Chief Director in our department, responsible for that section of the infrastructure and the buildings, negotiated widely. And I'll tell you who we negotiated with. But it became clear that we could not find alternative premises by the end of December 2009. And then wrote to Boschendal Management and asked them for an extension of the lease until 30 June 2010. Boschendal responded by writing us a letter that says, yes, they agreed to that. But in verbal, in conversations with the management, they asked that we make sure that that the school is relocated by the end of June. During the course of 2009, Mr. Lewis, my colleague, negotiated with the following parties, and it was done extensively. He negotiated with the Nomzame school governing body under the chairpersonship of Mr. Mdlazi, and of which Mrs. May, the principal, is a member. So most of the time, one of them or both of them and other members of the governing body were present. Mr. Lewis negotiated with the Stellenbosch municipality, with the Boschendal Estate Management themselves. He negotiated with the Anglican Church in Lankidok. That's where the majority of the learners and their parents reside. In Lankidok, there is a Lankidok Housing Association, and he negotiated with them. And then, close to the school, to the Nomzame school, there is a school named Peniel Primary School, and he negotiated with that governing body chair. Now, I mentioned Peniel Primary School because that school building, and I must make you aware right at the outset, that school building had a number of unutilized classrooms because of a drop of numbers that school had. Now, as I said, the negotiations were done by Mr. Lewis over an extended period of time in 2009 into 2010 without success. But for the willingness of the school governing body of Peniel Primary School, that when we get to the date of 30 June, that they were prepared to make of those classrooms available to the school. Now, I entered these discussions with the governing body on in May. By going with Mr. Lewis to the governing body of Peniel Primary School in the first place, and making sure that should we not be successful, that they are willing and do have the classrooms available that we can relocate Manzambi into. At that meeting, they agreed. The school governing body of Nomzame, in the meanwhile, urged Mr. Lewis to again talk to the Dankidok Housing Association, because under discussion was an F5 to 1. Is it 5 to 1, Archie? F5 to 1 in Dankidok. That they felt, the school governing body of Nomzame, that the school could be relocated. I may stop myself at this point. It was Nomzame's idea that we acquire an F and build the school on this land. That will be their own institution. Now, you will know that when I speak of May 2010 and 30 June 2010 approaching, it was impossible to, in that short space of time, build a school. And so, for that reason, the negotiation with Peniel Primary School and the availability of the classrooms. Now, the schools closed on the 13th of June, on the 13th of June. We are now at the end of May. And on the 24th of May, I went with Mr. Lewis and the district director and a senior official of the circuit to the governing body, and again reiterated the extent of our negotiations with all of the parties that I had mentioned, and conveyed to them that our negotiations were unsuccessful, that we cannot make any breakthrough as far as acquiring land or a building is concerned, save for the willingness of Peniel Primary School's governing body to make a few classrooms available. But understanding their wish to operate as a separate entity, and they expressed their fears about relocating to Peniel. We assured them at that meeting that although they will go onto the premises of Peniel, the classrooms that we will allocate to them is away from the normal school, from the other school. But on top of that, we will erect 4 mobile classrooms close to the unused classroom for their use. We asked them then at the end of that meeting on the 24th of May to consider that option and then to come back to us as soon as they possibly can, keeping in mind that the schools closed on the 13th of June. On the 28th of May, under the signature of both the principal and the chairperson of the governing body, they wrote back to us and they declined the offer to relocate to Peniel on the 28th of May. We call the person the circuit team manager. It is a circuit is an education official that coordinates with schools. He's the most senior of those officials. Went back to the school after their answer to us and spoke to Mrs. May again, who steadfastly refused to accept the offer and informed me that even his conversation with her was not successful. I, as the responsible official, on the 2nd of June, made a submission to the head of education, whereby I sketched the background extensively and said to her that all options have been exhausted, and again saved the offer by Peniel Primary School to assist us and accommodate the school. I also made her aware of the fact that Mr. Lewis had already started the planning to erect 4 mobile units, and then recommended to her that whilst the time is running out, when the schools close, we can't have the teachers, the principal and the teachers and the children away, and nobody knows what's going to happen when they return. I then recommended to her that she instructs Mrs. May to relocate under the circumstances. She instructs Mrs. May as the principal to relocate to Peniel. Ms. Vingewald, the head of education, issued that letter explaining the background, saying that we have exhausted the options, that the only option open to us is now Peniel Primary School, explaining that in the letter, and then at the end said, I have no other option but to instruct you to relocate to Peniel. And she hoped that in the interest of the children, in the interest of the learners, that we will cooperate with one another. Under the signature of both the principal and the chairperson of the governing body, on the 7th of June, a letter was received, and in that they said that they do not agree with the decision of the head of education. The next day, on the 8th of June, I, the director for the district, the circuit team manager, the institutional manager, two of them, we were five, went back to the school. Now, this is the Tuesday, and the schools close the 13th, which is the Friday. This is now a few days before schools close. And we went back to the school during the morning, requested a meeting with Mrs. May, explained to her that there's no other option but this option. Mrs. May refused to listen to us, and all the while saying, and I quote, I want my own school. I am refusing to move. I will ignore the instruction. I then said to her, ma'am, please do consider this. And we are at your disposal if there is anything that will change your mind. I then verbally briefed the head of education of the outcome of that meeting, and again on the 10th of June, which is a Thursday, I again submitted the submission and said to her, we now have to do something about this. And this was now moving towards disciplinary action. The head of education said to me, we cannot go that route. It is not the Department of Education's function to go into to enter into battle with our partners and our clientele. It's in the interest of the learners. Please go back to that governing body and negotiate with them again and find a negotiated settlement. She instructed me at that time to ask Mr. the advisor to the minister to take him with to this meeting. Now, by then the schools are closed, and we tried many times to make contact with the principal, because that's our port of call when we meet to the school governing body. The principal was not available. We were told that she is on holiday. And it took a while for us to make contact with Mr. Blasi, the chairperson, who then agreed to a meeting on the 29th of June on a Tuesday. Unfortunately, what we endeavored to do is to have every member of the governing body present, especially Mrs. May, so that we could talk about this. All attempts to contact the principal were not successful, and in the end, we had this meeting on the 29th of June with few members, I would guess about five members of the governing body, where Mr. Blasi was present. Now, again, we went through this again, sketching the background, telling them who we have negotiated, that we have reached the end of the line as far as finding premises concerned. And I then said to the governing body, if you go to Pinel, you will see that the four classrooms, the mobile classrooms, have been erected already. Now, this took place over the last 2 and 3 weeks or so, because we knew that we had to finish by the time the schools reopened. And I assured the governing body that the department has no intention for Nomzame School to be usurped by Pinel Primary School, because that was their fear, that Nomzame, with their 65 learners, will be usurped and merged with Pinel Primary School. I gave them an undertaking that we will set up Nomzame as a separate entity with their own classroom, with their own. We'll fence in that part. We'll do everything that they would want. And then the chairperson indicated to me, this we have not said before. This was the chairperson that indicated, but if we could give them time out, they will consider that proposal, because Mr. Blasi felt at that point that this is something new. After their deliberations, that took a while, they called us back and said to us, on the basis that we relocate Nomzame to their own piece of ground, they have a fence around it, we set up put up a board saying Nomzame School, on that condition, they will accept that they relocate to Pinel Primary School. And at that point, the meeting ended. That's the 29th of May. The next, 29th of June. I apologize, 29th of June. The next day, we went to Pinel School and then found that there were four mobile units there already. In terms of our negotiation the previous night, it was at the wrong location. And we identified a corner of that premises that was ideal to place the negotiated classrooms. which borders the road to Langkedok, and it cuts the distance between Langkedok and where the old Nomthami school is situated. It cuts it by more than half. So if the children then walk from where they live in Langkedok up the road that they usually take, the school is right there. If you've been to visit Peniel, you will know where Langkedok is, and the school will be, as they are busy now, situated right on that road. There happens to be a gate there. All right. So this is what has been accepted, and we immediately started with that. Now, work to erect another four classrooms on that identified piece of land has started already, and we have undertaken to shift two mobile units that standing at the old site. We have undertaken to shift that also to the site. So in the end, Nomthami School will have four new mobile classrooms plus two relocated classrooms. Makes it six for 66 children and three teachers. Schools opened on the 13th of July. Am I correct? Yes. And that was the first day that Jefferson and I stopped myself. I'm not here to fling any mud at anybody. I'm just telling it like it is so that the committee understands what that transpired. So all the while, from before the schools closed until the school is due to reopen, we could not make any contact whatsoever with the principal of the school. The first time we had contact with her was on the day that the school had reopened. And Mrs. May then immediately refused to relocate to Peniel Primary School. And of course, all of these negotiations having taken place during the school holidays, nobody was to know that they were to report at Peniel. And so when they restarted, they started at the old site, at which point Mrs. May refused to relocate. She then also indicated that the governing body, and I just quote what I heard, would say that they did not agree with the relocation to Peniel. This is apparently what she had said. Now, the CTM then said to her, look, gave her again the background and said, this is what had taken place. This is the decision. We have already got the four mobile units there. We have already identified the land. They've started work. There's no way that we can now turn back. And then an instruction was issued to Mrs. May on the 16th of July. Now, remember where we are. We started school on the 30th, which is a Tuesday. We negotiate with the principal. We talk to her and we point out that in the interest, all the time, in the interest of the learners, because we cannot allow them after all the disruptions of the last 6 months still to be disrupted because their future is at stake. Now, by the 16th of Friday, we reached the end of our tether, and an instruction is issued to her to relocate to the new premises by the 20th of July. Now, let's work it out. The Friday is the 16th, 17th, 18th. The school has to relocate to the new premises the next Tuesday. Tuesday, the 20th of July, There was no reaction. And the school was still at the old site. In the process, we confirmed with the governing body the gist of our negotiations with them on the 29th of June. We confirmed so that there couldn't be any misunderstanding. Madam Chair, the outcome of all of this was that it was clear that the principal of the school was the only person who stood in the way of us acting in the interests of the learners so that they can have proper schooling. And we then resorted to disciplinary action, suspending her from duty until further notice. And that further notice was that she was to appear at a disciplinary hearing on the 3rd of August, which was yesterday, which has now been negotiated, extended to the 19th of August. She suspended from duty, she resisted that as well. She refused to acknowledge receipt of the letter informing her of her suspension and of the disciplinary hearing. And for about 24 hours, we were in almost constant conversation with her. And by the next morning, I was reported to, this is now the 20th or 21st of July, she came to the school, handed the keys over to her colleague, and left. At which point, we appointed Mr. Pakula as the acting principal, after making sure that he will execute the relocation immediately on that day. The school started relocating, and within 24 hours, they were relocated to Peniel Primary School into the four classrooms that were erected there originally, awaiting the erection on this identified site of four new classrooms plus the two others, which, Mr. Lewis, will be completed within the next 3-4 weeks. That's about 3-4 weeks. And then, as per our negotiated agreement, they will be situated on the premises of Peniel Primary School, six classrooms, fenced in with their own gate and a signboard that says Momtame Primary School. So this is the background to it, ma'am. Thank you very much. If you need to hear, Mr. Lewis, my colleague, chief director, will be able to tell you of the extensive negotiations over time with all of these parties that I named in order to obtain land, premises, building in which to negotiate and to which to relocate Momtame as per their wishes. You will understand that it was extremely difficult to make out the case to build a school at this point for 65 years. What we have provided them now, six classrooms in all, does make provision for expansion of the learner numbers if there are learners in the area that would like to attend that school. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I hope this
thank
is clear.
You. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Linus, thank you. Is there any addition maybe from Mr. Okay.
Chair and to members of the committee, Mr. Leiner said a lot. Maybe just in terms of the difficulty to find suitable land in the area. Maybe I should just speak to that one. As a department or even as a province, we do not have any land in that vicinity, the pineal area. And that prevents us to move or relocate the school to a site that the school so wished so that they could exist separately. That's the challenge. The biggest part of that land belonged to the Boschendal Trust. And in Leentjedok, where some of their workers lived previously, they've started to develop that area, and there's a first phase of development that happened. And in that first phase of development, there's an IRF 521, which is vacant. In my and our negotiations with the school made the request that can they not be relocated to this IRF 521 in Leentjedok. We then had numerous discussions and communications with the trust and the municipality and the Leentjedok Housing Association. The Housing Association, which seemingly has the right to avail the piece of land, clearly refused to relocate the school to that plot. Stellenbosch Municipality indicated to us that the trust has informed them of the second phase, the second development phase of Leentjedok. And Stellenbosch then indicated that in that second phase, a site for a school might become available. But that second phase belongs to the trust. And Stellenbosch Municipality indicated that they are currently engaged in negotiations with the trust so that the trust can sign over the development of the second phase to Stellenbosch Municipality. And once that has happened, only then Stellenbosch Municipality will be in a position to have a say on any property in that area. That was communicated to the school. I have also written to the Stellenbosch Municipality on the basis of that discussion and asked them that should these negotiations between them and the trust becomes a reality, that they must reserve a site for educational purposes in that second development for the Western Cape Education Department. During our negotiations with the school indicated to us that they've got a letter from the Housing Association or the trust, I don't know, which grants them permission to occupy IRF 521. Now, during protracted negotiations, on numerous occasions, I asked the school, give me a copy of that letter so that I can, in my dealings with stakeholders, present it to them and get the truth out of them. And up until today, I couldn't get copies of such correspondence from the school. And the only option that we then had was to relocate the school to our property, which is the Pineal Primary School, as a temporary arrangement, and that was communicated to the school, until such time that the second development starts where a site will then become available. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. I think let me firstly just try to introduce the gentleman here, that he is our interpreter. He will be assisting with to take the input from the chairperson of the SGB. Yeah, I think he will try to summarize. Thank you for the input, but before I give to the school, Mr. Lennox, you know where I'm seated. I really don't get, I'm struggling to get what was the initial problem. Was there a pressing issue? I think we'll discuss that, a pressing issue to relocate the school or what? Because really, the other thing one would want to check is that Linky Dock is where the school is currently based. But I think it's one of the questions that when I'm seated here that comes time and again in my mind. How do you, if there was not a pressing issue, how do you take, relocate and put an interim structure again and all that? Not saying that we'll be moving to a permanent structure, but we'll interact with those when we allow members to make input. I'm just going to give, but Ms. May, I must just indicate that it's not like we're at court here. We'll just want, maybe if there are issues that you want to clarify. And I think the other thing that I didn't indicate initially is that as Parliament, we've got the right to summon everybody. And anything that is said here, it can be used outside this meeting. So everybody is free, is protected. You've got those benefits. You are free to choose just to open your mouth and to say what you want to say. Maybe if that issue that you want to clear, you are protected. And maybe to indicate that you are free to use any language that you feel more comfortable to use.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Besides what Mr. Linus and Mr. Archie Lewis have already said, I did the research because I'm one of the founders of that school. I'm the one who started that school. I was also staying there for more than 18 years. So I know everything in that area. I went straight to the owner or the person who is responsible for that land, who is Mrs. Sharon Hosking. And I asked her to write everything down so that I can have an evidence. I want to read these two sentences for you. What I asked from her is that, why was Nonzame excluded when Linky Dock was developed? That is what I asked from her. He said, at the time that Linky Dock housing project was being developed, the Department of Education was invited to come and to be involved in discussions about the future of Nonzame. But the Department of Education advised the Linky Dock Housing Project team that there was no need for additional premises or additional school premises at Linky Dock. So they're doing all these things because they said there was no need to the boss of that place for any other school, a school like Nonzame. That is written down by the boss, by the person who is responsible for that portion of trust. He wrote that down. And I also went to municipality together with my governing body and my teachers. They say it must be very clear that no areas at Linky Dock will be made available for Nonzame School without the 100% support of Department of Education and Stellenbosch municipality. So they know that Mr. Linus is one of those people. They know that. So they do not want to support that Nonzame must be must be built. They don't want to see Nonzame as a school there. They want to take us to Pinyal. We have discussed a long time ago up to now, and they refuse to take us to our to the offers. There were 3 offers that were given. They refused to do anything about those offers. So that's why they are doing all these things. Umxolo tata, ndifuna ungamshiyi ngaphandle utata Ndlasi uchairperson noma akayiva nje newari uba akange ize yonke laa nto ibithethwa ngumr Linus nomr Archie Lewis. Umr Archie Lewis baxela ihistory zotsho xa
ngokuokay.
Uxola kancane okunje endifuna nje uzawuthi andinike koku bekuthethwa ngokugqibela oku ebekuthethele phambili nokunovile okungakanani into engafuna nje ongeze koku bekuthethwa ngubawo lokugqibela.
I would like to hear from what was said by the last speaker from the 2 gentlemen, because I didn't hear properly what were they alluding to in regards to the new developments of relocating Nonzame.
The last person. Ms. May, I'm going to request you just to explain to the gentleman to the chairperson of the SCB, because our interpreter joined us a little bit late.
Okay.
Please, can you just do that just in short, just okay. To interpret?
Okay. Mr. Linus, uxela ezinhlanganiso eziqhubeka phaya esikoleni wade wazothi ga kule nhlanganiso yange-29 kaJuni apho bendingekho uthi bazamile ukundifuna kodwa kange bandifumane. Inyanisile kange ndifumaneke. Ndandixeli nazange ndizimele, ndathi ndiyagoduka, ndatsho kwidirektha yam naye khona ngoba umamam uhleli yedwa ekhayeni Eastern Cape umdala, so uyandinida xa iholiday. So ndange bandifumane. So bayibhala ke babanantsike bazibamba ke intlanganiso bade bazibamba nani. Uthi kuMr. Linus uthe xa lefika kuni wafika ethembisa uba ke into entshazanayo yokuba akazinidibanisa nePinyala. Into azayenza uzawundibeka apha ecaleni ePinyala. Wena wavuya ke xa uzawucala izawubekwa ecaleni ePinyala. Wena wade wathi ke ngasike kude kubekho negama elibhalweyo phalaselonzane. Wathi ke uMr. Linus uzawufaka ucingo phaa ayibiyeli Nonzame yodwa ibe yodwa angayidibanisi nePinyala. So ebesitsho ke besoleka umsunzulu ke uMr. Archie Lewis exela uba ke indima bebemdlalile kuyo yonke le nto, but eyona nto bayiphuhlisayo yokuba akange ndivume mna kuzo zonke ezi zigaba bezama ukusisePinyala beningavumanga mna njengoprincipal wesikolo. Enkosi.
Professor, are you fine?
Oh, ndingaqhubeka ke ngoku. Njengoko sebetshilo umphathiswa lo wesebe lezemfundo.
As the official from the Department of Education has said,
inhlanganiso yokugqibela uprincipal ebengekho kodwa baye banyanzelisa ukuthi masibe nayo loo nhlanganiso noba kakho.
During the last meeting, our principal was not available, but they pressed on that we must have the meeting anyway.
Ekubeni ke kudala sisala ukuthi isikolo sifuna isikolo sabantu abamnyama phaya eLengidoko. Baya bathi ke kuthi baza necebo elitsha, ngokuba necebo elitsha baza nalo kuthi.
They said to us they have a new plan.
Ngoba into ababethetha yona bebesithi bakho amagumbi angenabantwana kwesa sikolo sasepinyala ababefuna into bashiyongena kuso lo gama bathi baphelwa indawo ebushina.
They said there are empty rooms in Pinyana, then we can also be accommodated there.
Into esasitsho kubo ke thina sasithi asifuni udibana nePinyana.
What we said is that we don't want to be integrated with Pinyana.
Sasithi sifuna isikolo sabantu abamnyama.
We said we want a black only school.
Ngoba isikolo sabantu abamnyama sakhiwa zikhona isikolo zabantu abasebebala.
It's because this school was built whilst there were other schools that were accommodating other people of colors.
Sathi ke thina sifuna ba isikolo sethu sife siphele.
We said we don't want our school to be destroyed or to.
Bathi bona isikolo sasenonzama abasicimi asiphile.
They said no, they are not going to destroy Nonzame school.
Into yenza into yoba isasikolo sisuke pha baphelwa indawo iBushindari yabatshota.
They were saying the Bushindari is evicting them.
Ixesha babefikelwe iBushindala bathe liphelile.
They said the time allocated for them by Bushindala had ended.
Bathi ke ngoku baza nelinye icele nembono entsha.
They then came to us to say they have a new plan.
Bazasokhela, bazasikela pha ePinyana, umhlatyana weNonzame school.
They said there in Pinyana they are going to allocate a piece of land for Nonzame.
Sithe kuba ke noprincipal ebengekho.
As the principal was not available at the time.
Sikhona sikomiti nami ndinguchairperson.
As the committee we were there and I as the chairperson was also present.
Sathi singahambisana nabo kuba loo nto iza kwenza into yokuba isikolo sikaNonzame singaphili.
We said yes, we can agree to the plan as long as Nonzame legacy will not end or Nonzame will not be destroyed.
It seems that ubake sitsho sithethe loo nto.
The reason why I allude to that,
kwakubonakala uba abantwana bethu abazofunda.
It was clear that our children will not be able to be educated.
And la madoda ayengahliki nehlekisayo.
And those officials were so serious.
Athi ixesha liphelile ngoku.
They said they don't have time anymore.
Kodwa ke sanikezela siyikomiti.
As the committee we eventually gave in.
Sathi kodwa ke into esiyifuna phambi uba siye ePinyana.
We said before we go to Pinyana.
Mabasikele umhlaba babiye.
They must allocate a piece of land and fence that land.
And sifuna i-toilet zethu.
We also want our toilet.
Asifuni into ezizawudibanisa nePinyana.
We don't want anything that has to do with Pinyana. We want our private facilities.
Bawugqiba babhale ibhodi ethi Nonzame Primary School.
They must also have a board written Nonzame Secondary School.
Savumelana, savana ke nabo.
We agreed on that.
Kodwa into abaye babuya nayo ke ngoku. Sebendifowunela ke ngoku.
They phoned me to say.
IBushindari ayinakulinda kulaa ndawo kude ufike kwakhiwa.
Bushindala said, no, we can't wait for that place to be built.
Masiyokulinda kulaa magumbi ihlele khona.
We must go and wait to those rooms that have already been built.
Ngoba abantwana funeka bengene esikolweni.
Because we want the children to be educated.
Ndabaxelela ke mna ke ngokukwam.
I then told them
that anamsana lo nkqubo.
That no. I'm not going to follow that route.
Izigqibo bezithe besithe ngobaqala babili.
Our agreement was that they must first build something. They must first build a piece of land and fence it.
Khange beme abo bantu.
They didn't stop.
Babheke phambili.
They continued.
Ngoba nangoku bayaqhubeka kodwa bakabili.
Even now they are continuing with the program but they haven't fenced.
Into endiyifumeneyo nguprincipal olibambela kaMiss May.
What I got from the acting principal of Miss May.
Bafika abantu besisithi ngomso kuyabhakishwa.
They said, tomorrow we are picking things. We are moving.
Kuya kulindwa iPinyana.
Where we are going to Pinyana.
Balindile ke nangu iPinyana.
Or they are still waiting in Pinyana.
Kodwa ke bayokha.
They are building something.
Kula mhlatyana umncinanana.
In that piece, small piece of land. That is how things are going so far. I will not end there, Chairperson. We don't know whether they have got intentions of destroying that school. You don't know what is inside the person's heart. Whereas you can hear someone talking nice, but you don't know what the person is thinking inside. We don't even know why there is no school in Likidok. Those particular officials, they don't want to ask me to answer this particular question of mine. By the time the house was built for the people in Likidok, why was the public school left out? They haven't answered that question up until now. I think it is time for them to answer that particular question. Secondly, they have suspended the principal. They phoned me. Is the inspector Maliwa? I asked Mr. Maliwa, what has the principal done in this regard? No, it doesn't have to do with that matter. You are out of that issue. It doesn't have to do with you. It doesn't have to do with your relocation to Pinyana as well. As a result, yesterday, he's supposed to be at work. But when I met her, he said, no, I haven't been given, I haven't been officially informed to go to work. Even then, I don't get a sense of the truth. I don't even know whether they are just going to put us there and leave us destitute. What I want to say is this. We are there and we are there in numbers. We want them to develop that particular project and name that particular project. You can see the name is written Nonzame. You can see the building as well. But now we must have a proper name now. Because we want a school for black people. That's where I'm ending for now.
Thank you. Thank you, the chairperson of the SGB. I'm just going to open for the interaction with members to interact. We have listened. We have been taking notes. Before I open to the members, I just want to make it very clear here that every child, every learner has the right to learn and to learn in whatever language that he chooses. So I'm going to start. Let's start that side. Honorable Nube, Honorable Blackie, I don't want to guess. Honorable Baiba, yeah, in that sequence.
Enkosi Mhlangaphambi.
Thank you, Honorable Sir.
Shanesha. The charities that I would like to get is that, one, are there any legal documentation? Ahead, you have been negotiating here and there with this one and that one and the SGP, whoever. Now that they are now
in that place, is there any legal document that says you are being moved from this place to this one? I hear verbally that you are saying it's a temporary measure. That's one. And then two, for how long will the temporary measure be exercised, processing, until the second phase of Lanky, whatever, dog?
Lanky dog.
Yeah, Lanky dog, whatever it is. So, is there any indication in terms of the planning of the second phase that it will come 2014, 2018, whatever it is? So is there any time frame that is known to say, no, we are temporary in this place, and the second phase, it starts at this time, and definitely you will then have a school there? Is there any, is it there? Because I could hear the fears from the SGP that for how long they will be there. The third one is that as you are having the, you have identified that small piece of land within the site of Penel, yeah. Because I was saying, then it means maybe we need to see whether there's a fence and whatever. Do the learners have the space to play? I mean, these are little children who like to play. Is there any ground for them to play? The toilets, water, running water, toilet, and the ground to play. I think the other thing is to say, with the ERF 521, with the ERF 521. Oh, from the that housing development trust, if I'm correct, in their plan of phase two, have they included the school? We're aware of the manifesto of your ruling party in terms of changing housing ministry to be human settlement. That's the whole area to say, when you put people, put houses there, here, everything has to be there so that those people have access to different amenities. So do they have that in their plan? So that as the second phase comes, we shouldn't find ourselves the same process again to say, no, there's no space. Now people have increased. We're no longer going to build 500 houses, but we're going to build 1,000 houses, and those 1,000 houses that are taking the space for the school. Is there any that plan that shows that in future the second phase will be able to? Thanks, Nyabangam.
When we ask questions, is the interpreter not going to interpret these questions for the sake of the SGP,
yeah,
so that he can understand, or is going to listen to all the questions and then interpret all of them?
The first question.
Yeah,
then can
okay, sihlalo ubuthi-ke yesikolo umbuzo obuzwe ngumamncube uthi ngaba mhlawumbi kulokolithethethethwano lwakho namagosa la ezemfundo abekhona na amaxwebhu mhlawumbi asemthethweni abhalwe phansi athoyo into yobake mhlawumbi esi sikolo siyafudukiswa kwanonzame sisiwa kule ndawo bathi masiye kuyo and then kula malungiselelo ethutyana ezi-temporary measures athetha ngazo ingaba ke ngoku ezi-temporary measures zizothatha ixesha elingakanani kuzode kube nini mhlawumbi ukuze kubekho mhlawumbi isigqibo esiphathekayo and then umbuzo wesithathu wakho uthi nanjengoko la magosa aye achonga lo mhlatyana le piece of land ingabe ngoku abafundi banaso ispace sokuba mhlawumbi bangadlala bangathini kwakulo mhlaba bathi banilungiselele wona and then umbuzo wakhe ngokwesine uthethe ngenge-housing development trust ukuthi ingaba mhlawumbi kule housing development trust ingaba nesikolo naso siye sanikwa ke mhlawumbi ithuba naso ingaba sesaqukwa na kule housing development trust athetha ngayo
Chair, I've got just a few questions. I'll go straight to my questions. One is that I want to check with the department. What do they call that? Is it a closing of school or merging of school or in what they are saying here in this meeting, relocation of school? Then if then is relocation, in what section of the legislative law is that relocation of school can be found, so that we must find procedure of relocation. That is my first question. The second one is that because in the preface, as the chairperson has said, there was a complaint from the school, from Nonzane. But I want to check with the department why, because the matter was not with the department alone now in this case. The matter was referred to various stakeholders. This committee is in possession of the complaint. I'm sure even the office of the deputy minister is in possession of the complaint. Why did they continue without even unilaterally, without even checking with the people, the matter is with them? No, going with them through this process. I wanted to check with that. Did they actually report back and give an update to these people? Because as far as I am concerned, if there is a problem on the table, you don't close the school first. You solve the problem and make sure that the problem is sorted out. Then you take out other processes. And the other question, Chair, it's almost similar to that. Did the department follow the procedures as outlined in South African Schools Act, Section 33, that shows the department how to, if they want to merge or close the school, do they follow that process? If yes, how? So that at least they must give this committee, maybe through the chair, the gazetted section where they said we have gazetted it and this is what we did and so on and so on. I wanted to check with them if they did that. And the other last part, taking from what Honorable Ngcube said, the facilities, if you put up a structure, like you said, you're putting up a separate structure from Pineal Primary, did you consider the other facilities, such as sports ground for these learners, staff room for teachers, principal's office, administrator's office? Did you consider that, or the support staff for Nonzame Primary School? Do you have a document that outlines your plan to put up Nonzame next to the Pineal Primary School? If you do have that plan, can't you make it available for the committee? That was my actual last question, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay, ilunga elihloniphekileyo ke utata uplatyi uyabuza into yobana ingaba ke mhlawumbi le nto yokuba basusa uNonzame bamsa kule ndawo ingaba mhlawumbi bayamvala uNonzame ingaba mhlawumbi ke bazama ke mhlawumbi ukuba bamth ezithuthe bamse kwenye indawo ukuba kunjalo ingaba ke mhlambi leliphi icandelo mhlambi emthethweni elikhoyo mhlambi lezomthetho elibanika elogunya lokuba basuse uNonzame bamse kule ndawo benithethe ngayo. Then umbuzo wesibini ke ingaba ke ngoku into yoba njengoko sikhona esisikhalazo sifakwe sikaNonzame ingaba ke mhlawumbi iofisi kasekela mphathiswa wezemfundo ingaba inalo uxwebhu mhlambi elinalo elikhankanya le nto yokususwa kukaNonzame kusiwa kule ndawo asiwa kuyo. Ingaba ke mhlambi amagosa la ezemfundo ikhona ingxelo mhlawumbi eya ayizisa ngaphambili kule komiti yalapha epalamente ngalo mba waseNonzame ukuze kukwazi lobana kusonjwe le ngxaki. Then ingaba ke ngoku uba ke mhlambi ingaba bakukhona mhlambi umthetho abawulandeleyo wesebe ukuba kunjalo ingaba ke mhlambi ikhona into abayibhale phansi mhlambi kwi government gazette ethi uNonzame siyamsusa apha simsa kulandawo ukuba kunjalo ke mhlambi ingaba likhona ixwebho lolo hlobo. Then umbuzo ke ngokugqibela katatu Plaatje uthi ke ukuba mhlambi bafuna ukususa uNonzame bamse kulomhlaba bathetha ngawo ingaba i-staff sikaNonzame basilungiselele indawo yaso ingaba akhona namabala ezemidlalo mhlambi akhoyo ukwenzela uba abafundi bakwazi ukudlala nabo. Ukuba kunjalo ingaba akhona amaxwebhu mhlambi okanye izicwangciso amagosa la ezemfundo anaso ngezinjongo zokususa uNonzame.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, first I would like to start by saying that I can see that Mrs. May is passionate about Nonzame School. That to us is all, I think, very clear. But I must also say that I think that the Nonzame School is actually very fortunate if it's only been relocated, allocated, or located. As we know, unfortunately, from 1994, that closure, lots of hundreds of schools have actually been closed by government. Farm schools and smaller schools have been closed without any negotiations. They were closed and people had to relocate. So that is a fact. So I feel that the government here did, I think Mr. Linus, in detail explained without any uncertain terms what was happening. I think he explained from what I'm sitting down here, I think he explained the terms with this Boschendal estate. I heard what the principal said about the three sentences that she got there, but I also think we can't just look into three sentences or sentences. You know, if there was, I haven't wrote down so many things in a lot of meetings, man, but I mean, I thought I want all the correct detail here. And if you look at it, and you look at the Boschendal estate, the lease, there is a legal lease, and it expired. And if these people said that they don't want to renew the lease because of certain terms, it's a private institute. Government can't tell them to do that. Then on the second thing I want to say, if the Stellenbosch municipality have got ground, which the reallocation most probably from what I heard from the officials here will in future the second phase of is proposed, then I would just like the department to, you know, go into it and tell us when they're going to do this, because obviously this school wants to keep their own identity. I would also just like to say to the SGB chairperson here that, sir, we are in the New South Africa. We have to understand that. Yes, people must get mother tongue language on their own. That is very important. But we are an integrated country, and I want to make it...
Honorable Chairman, I'm going to request you to address the meeting, not the
chairperson. Sorry, Madam Chair, but as an integrated country, we cannot keep certain people at certain places. We are one country, one nation, and it's a rainbow nation. So we cannot tell that we are scared that people in their hearts might hurt us. I mean, then what about some of the minority groups that might be very scared? I believe that we should not be scared of things like that. If people want their own piece of land and it's been camped off and they're happy with that, it's okay. But we should not make this an issue of being scared and have identity. I understand the school wants identity. I mean, we've been telling our schools, we are very proud of our identities of our schools. But we mustn't let cultural lines make a difference that we think wrongly about it. I want us to think that what I see here, I really believe that the department, and I am actually very open-minded when I look at this. From what I heard, the presenter, the DG told us, I am actually very happy with what I heard. I think it was a very well put out conversation where he told us exact dates, what happened, when it happened, and how it happened. I am actually concerned, Madam Chair, that the headmaster, unfortunately, from what I pick up here, did not take the children's, what happened to the children, that much in consideration. And I must believe that all of us must first put children. They must come first, whatever. If it's political or racial, whatever. The problem is our children we have to look at first. And that is to get children in school, not getting teachers out of classes. And when they made this plan to relocate people, I think it was in the best interest of the children to relocate them until they've got another option. So, ma'am, I am actually satisfied with what I see here. And I just want to say I hope that the department will follow this up with the Stellenbosch Council for this. I think this is R521. And I hope really that they really look into it so that the school can have their own future on a piece of land. But I make it categorically clear, Madam Chair, that we should not start putting things in. We want the identity because of race, because that is not, that's very wrong. We are in an integrated country. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Faiba. Honourable Dibila, sir, next, or our interpreter here.
Okay, ilungelihloniphekileyo ke kandishwankathela intetho yalo uthe kusukela ke kule minyaka yenkululeko yo-1990 kuzothi ga ngoku zininzi izikolo eziye zavalwa ngoko ke le nto ke kanonzame ayintshanga kwaphela kuba ke kule minyaka edluleyo izininzi izikolo eziye zavalwa and ezinye zizanyanzeleka uba zidityaniswe okanye zisiwe kwezinye iindawo zitsho kulungelihloniphekileyo. And then okwesibini ke ngoku uthi ke lo mba kwakhona ngumba wabucala urhulumente akufunekanga akanalungelo lokuba abe uyangenelela kule mbono. Aqhubekeke ngoku athi ke ngoku le nto yokubana mhlawumbi kuthiwe nina njengabantu bakwanonzame nifune i-identity yenu loo nto mayingaphazamisani neenkqubo yezemfundo mayingabingathi bubuhlanga kuba kumzantsi afrika lilizwe elitsha lilizwe ledemokhrasi ngoko ke ngoku kufanelekile into yobana abantu bentlanga ngeentlanga badibane. Aphinde ngokuxa izoqukumbela athi kwakhona kuyo yonke le nto funeka siqinisekise into yoba abantwana besikolo sibabeka phambili kuzo zonke iinkqubo kuba bona abantwana besikolo babalulekile kakhulu. Athi ke ngoku uyacela into yobana ke isebe lenzeke i-follow up kunye ke nalaa council yaseStellenbosch. Uthi ke le nto yoba nifuna i-identity mayingabizwa njongo zoba mhlawumbi zibe ziqhutya bubuhlanga. Inkosi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. A few problems existed at the situation of the school. That was the distance traveled by the learners from their houses to the school, and then the safety of the school itself. Then the situation that the at the school the teachers becoming lesser than previously established at the school, so those problems some of those problems were immediately in the face of the school governing body and also in the face of the Western Cape department. Now I just want to make sure for my understanding that the school principal Mrs. May make mention about the letter given to an official of, if I'm correct, of the Lintidok Housing Development or Trust. So, but she didn't make mention about the date of that letter. So my answer direct to that one is, what is the date on that letter, and did the principal communicate that information with the representative of the Western Cape Department? The other one was that the school principal was actually worried about the identification and identity of the school, relocating from that area in that specific situation to another area. So the Western Cape Department already promised to the SGB that will be the case when the school will be relocated to another place. So the identity of the school will stay the same, and they are actually looking at the situation that the school may become bigger and more learners and teachers will be there. Now, my other question goes around the current land and the situation and the size, but my honorable members already asked that question. I think maybe the department can just elaborate on that. Then the other one is, from the department, can the department tell me, or the committee, what is the distance, the precise distance from the houses of the children to the school in the new relocation, the exact distance now, and then the distance from the houses and to the Nomzamo school where they are previously. That I want. And then if the SGB is worried about the merging of the school, then there are a lot of regulations which the Department of Education must follow before actually decide on merging of the school with another or closing of the school. I was actually worried previously that the department closed the school, but from the information I've got from the department that is not the situation. It's only they are talking about relocation of the school. And then the other question which I'm very concerned about, we hear this morning from the Western Cape Department that there were a lot of discussions between the Western Cape Department and the Stanley and the SGB and also the principal. Now my worry is, why did the Western Cape Department not communicate that information previously with the Standing Select Committee of the ASU? Because if we did receive that information, then probably, maybe, we can or may contact the principal. Then the last one, Honorable Chairperson, is about the principal itself. One of the problems was with the principal was the identity of the school. And then the principal, as I received that information from the Western Cape Department, that the principal refused point blank to adhere to the decision made between the Western Cape Department and the SGB, and did that information which the principal was given us this morning, did she communicate that information also with the Western Cape Department? If not, why not? And the other situation about the disciplinary action, that is a separate one. The spreading out of the situation and the progress between the department and the SGB. And that situation and that information which I can get here, then will give me the opportunity to decide. I think what I've got here from the department, that the department already stretched their decisions a long way to accommodate the standing committee, the learners, and the SGB, the learners, and also the community. Thank you.
And then one thing that I'll request is that I think I need to, as the speaker is speaking, I need to just to interpret as you are speaking, because sometimes it's hard just to speak the, you know, the real information. Yeah. And then I'll just summarize to say, njengoko wena njengoprincipal wobhale incwadi ubhalela idepartment ingaba ke idate ithini kuwe principal idate yalaa ncwadi oyibhalele isebe and then umbuzo uphinda ubuze into yoba ingaba ke umgama owanjwa ngabafundi ukusuka kwanonzaukusuka kule ndawo bahlala kuyo ukuya ke kule ndawo bazokufundela kuyo ingaba ke mhlawumbi laa mgama i-distance ime njani na ngumgama ongakanani na and then kuthiwa uba ke mhlawumbi ke wena nqununu uxhalabile nge-identity yesikolo ingaba ke mhlawumbi isebe okanye isebe lentshona koloni lezemfundo lithini ngaloo nto and then kuthiwa kuzawucelwa ke into yoba ke abe amagosa la ezemfundo aphendule ngokuba ingaba isayizi yala mhlaba mhlawumbi nizawunikwa ingakanani and then ne-distance nayo ingakanani na. Yeah, and then kuthiwa ke ngoku ukuba ke mhlawumbi kufuneke kubekho le relocation kufuneke kube khona ke imimiselo nemiqathango ekhoyo like i-rules and regulations ezikhoyo efuneke zichaziwe nazo uba ke njengba kuhanjwa ingaba ke esikolo uba unonzalo uyasuswa zeziphi i-rules and regulations like ezikhoyo phaya. Yeah, ndisemilav. Enkosi hlala.
Ngiyayithanda inkqubo eniyenzayo hlalo webhodi.
I like the progress that is being made by you, chairperson of the SGB.
Ingqiqo yokwazi ukugcina ubuntu bethu.
The thinking behind preserving our identity or a culture.
Ukwenzela uba singaginywa zezinye izizwe.
So that we cannot be infiltrated by other races.
Siyavuma uMzantsi Afrika.
Indeed, we agree that South Africa
udibene
is a united country.
Ulilizwe linye.
It is one country.
Singabantu abanye.
We are one people.
Kodwa.
But
ubuntu bethu.
Our humanness.
Isithethe zethu.
Our traditions.
Amasiko ethu.
Our cultures. Or our norms.
Singavumeli into yoba athathwe ngabantu bamanye amazwe.
We must not allow all those above mentions to be infiltrated by other people or to be taken away by other cultures of people of different races.
And the service sikolo siyipinyele.
I don't know the about this Pinyana school.
No, but this school is English, okay, it's African.
Whether it's a medium English medium school of instruction or Africans.
Kodwa ke iPinyeli yona.
But Pinyeli.
Eyayo obabo ubuzwe babugcinile.
They have preserved their culture as Pinyeli.
Njengathi ke eNonzame.
So are we at Nonzame? We want to preserve our identity.
Siyabulela lo nto.
I am grateful of that.
Into endifuna uyiqonda apha kwisebe lezemfundo.
What I would also like to know from the Department of Education.
Kudala isebe lezemfundo liyazi ukuba lona line-contract kunye naba bantu ba Boschendal.
The department has been aware that there is a contract between them and the Boschendal. They knew that that contract would expire. What steps have they taken in order to prepare for such situation if it arises? The principal of Nonzame. I am informed that she has been suspended from her duties. What has she done? What was the reason for that?
As
she has been suspended, have they also considered in terms of her bread and butter issues? What is she, what is she earning now because she has been suspended?
Esa skolo sithathwe sadityani inonzame lenje ba ithathwe yadityaniswa bese betshilo abalingane bam.
My colleagues have alluded to the fact that the nonzame has been integrated.
Okanye sithathwe sayobekwa kwenye indawo, sayobekwa kule ndawo yasePinyeli.
Or has nonzame been integrated or has nonzame been relocated to Pinyeli?
Otishara base nonzame.
I'm talking about two teachers from Nonzame.
Bona, okanye kujongwe nje into ba uprincipal lo kuye lo ungavumiyo. Otishara aba bona batisha abantwana kuthwani nangabo.
What are they saying about the teachers of Nonzame, putting aside the issue of the principal?
Kucingwa ntoni ngabo?
What are they thinking about? The teachers?
Mhlawumbe ibinye imibuzo ndawuba nayo xa umane kuphenduleka le mibuzo yondanga bam.
I will make follow up questions as my colleagues will be dealing with the issue at large. I would like to correct one thing.
Izikolo ziyavalwa, siyavuma.
Indeed, yes, schools get closing down sometimes. Some of the schools are relocated to other places, but there must be proper communication between the principal and the SGB, especially in this new dispensation. Thank you.
Ngibonge kusihlalo amalunga eParliament akhona amalunga lelikomiti department officials present nababukela isihlalo ebhodi enqununi yesikole. I-concern yami ngalolu daba, ngiyabuka ukuthi kwakunalokho kuthiwa i-breakdown of communication noma i-department is undermine i-authority yomphakathi waleya ndawo. Noma ibhodi nayo undermine i-department, but kodwa sinesichame ne-solution ukuthi mhlawumbe kungenzeka kanjani. Kwisicelo sami-ke kunina njengabantu abahola i-department, sine-South Africa eyodwa enezifundazwe eziwu-9. Azizimele lezi zifundazwe, zidepende kuhulumeni oyedwa. It's only one ministry. Only one director general of the department. But there no superintendent general bemnyango bema department bema province awu 9 kwa education. But sicela ke ukuthi abantu bakithi njengosihlalo we governing body anikeze indawo yakhe ngoba it's part and parcel of government of that school. And then nomphethe khona ophathiswe khona umele nina njenge department. If anything happens, noma ngani amsuspenda ngoba nanenzane may bekhona imisconduct, but kula kuhlala governing board funeka azi njengomuntu omele ingxenye yomphakathi walowo ndawo. 2, ngiyacelela nje ukuthi i-department ihambe phela iyokhuluma noNcwankulu laba abaphethele emhlaba wobabamkhulu osongeyabo. Kubebuke phela ukuthi abantu babasikelani bona lapho bayisikela khona ngoba akukho mali abathenga ngawo lo mhlaba. Isifosho bamane bangena bathola ama-grant ukuthi indawo isingeyabo. Babengesisikeleni isikole indawo sibe seduze nabantu.
The member says he believes that there was a breakdown of communication between the authorities and the community. But what he understands is that the board undermined the government or vice versa. And the chairperson of the SGB must be given a chance to be heard or he or she must be consulted about the decision that is taken about the school. There is one South Africa with 9 provinces, and those provinces are governed by one South Africa. So I would make a request that though the owners of the land must make provision or must understand the situation of the community, that they do not have money to buy land, or they must make provision or give them a certain piece of land because they do not have money.
In fact, Chairperson, between the department and the governing board, would we uplift the suspension come principal if we suspend and over inform the committee, the parliament would be necessary. A pound of my limal school, Magukone Limalega Gapulmen is fine. Clamako and a suspension. Got a man, a big suspension, a key base to the letter. Owai palala isele committee beno beno stalo coming board department must really look to approve that thing. Okwesibili ngiyacela department ukuthi please i-identity into ebalulekile ngoba ngikhona representing 11.5 million people abakhuluma isiZulu eSouth Africa, kodwa I'm not independent kunezinye izizwe esikhona, but ulimi lami lesiZulu I'm proud ngalo. Thanks.
Except that the point that I was emphasizing was that the government must consider and uplift the suspension of the principal if it was based on the fact that the principal informed the parliament or the committee in parliament about what is going on. But if it was for other reasons like misusing the money, school money, then it's another case. And the issue of identity is very crucial. I represent 11.5 million Zulu speakers, and I am proud of my identity.
Thank you. Before I give over to the department and our chairperson and the SGB, I just want to make something very clear here. I'm going to request all of us here, particularly as a select committee, that we undertook the oversight visit. This is not a matter of a principal. We had an opportunity to interact with all the stakeholders. It shouldn't just appear as if now the principal or the chairperson, we had all the teachers who raised their views. I'm having a report in front of me here. So I just want really to be objective. We shouldn't be seen like now is the issue of the principal. It's not the issue of the principal, it's the issue of the school that we are dealing with. To the department, I just want to check, because professional, we are talking about two schools here. I'll be more interested to check whether did you involve or where any situation where you call the two SGBs to one place, where you discuss the matter, or were you meeting them separately? The other one is that the community, where the public hearings of notification to the community to hear what is their input around the matter. Lastly, I think it's the one that Honorable Nguwe covered, that I still don't feel get the sense, if you did have a notice or you were aware of that the contract is going to be terminated, what is the use? Because to me, to relocate is just for temporary arrangement. What is the difference while you are still busy dealing with this permanent structures and all that, to let the school remain where it is? You know, if you relocate, what is the difference? What impact does it make, really? If I can just be clear around those three issues.
Usalo, uthi unesicelo
be-select committee uthi baye benza ke undwendwelo phaya kule befuna ukuqonda bakwenzeka ntoni na uthi bathethele nabo bonke abantu abadlala indima nabathatha izigqibo kulo mba uthi ke ayingombamba kungathathi ingathi ngumba ojongene nenqununu lena akunjalo uthi ubavile ootishara okanye izinko zootishara funa uqonda ke ngwinto kokubana uthi ukuba unerekhodi abaphambi kwakhe okwesibini njengesebe ingaba bayenzile na indima yokubana badibanise ikomiti yezikolo ezo zibini SGB zezikolo zozibini okanye baye bababiza ngokwahlukeneyo okwesithathu ingaba ke uluvo loluntu luthathelwe ingqalelo na bazi into yokubana abantu bathini na izimvo zabo ngalumba okokugqibela uthi xana besaziwa into yobana i-contract iyapheliswa kwaye ke kuzawuba khona amalungiselelo okwexeshana umahluko ibiyintoni kungade kulindwe into yokubana kwenziwe yonke le nkqubo igqitywe.
Thank you, Chairperson. May I make just one statement right at the beginning? And to assure all of you, but especially the chairperson of the governing body, that my colleague and I, we are civil servants. We serve the public of this country. We don't serve any particular entity. We serve the public of this country. And if there is any inkling in anybody's heart that the two public service servants here, between them collectively, 70 years of service to this country, that we harbor in our hearts any feelings towards any person or group of persons, then please would want to dispel. I will take the questions and my colleague will answer some of the questions. Honorable Nube, there are copies of letters that as part of this exchange between us, that's available. And so there is, for instance, a copy of the lease agreement between Washington and the department. A copy of that lease agreement is available. There is available a copy of the letter that we have written to Washington asking for the extension. And there's a copy of the letter of their reply. There is a copy of available of the letter that the head of education has written to the principal and chairperson of the governing body, setting out the background to our the negotiations and that we have exhausted all options. And at the end, the letter says, as I explained, that there remains no other option but to instruct them to relocate. A copy of that letter is available. So, yes, there are documentation at your disposal. The second question is, how long will the temporary measure be? Now, I must also add, as civil servants, we are. It is our brief to work within budget. It is our brief to work judiciously with taxpayers' money, and we've got to take into consideration whatever resources are at our disposal. Right at the outset, I made mention of the fact that the learner number of Nomzame School is 66, with two teachers on the establishment. And we've got to consider very, very carefully on how you use state taxpayers' money to build a new building for a school where the extent of of the expenditure can run into millions of francs. And thus, you've got to weigh up, as you advise your principals, you've got to weigh up what there is available and what you can do with whatever funds is there. So, now I want to tell Honorable Newbeck that when we considered Peniel Primary School, the capacity of that school is 850 learners. And at the moment, they have 625. In other words, there are unused classrooms that can possibly accommodate 175 plus 225. So it gives you an indication of what is available. And part of the question will be answered when I answer Mr. De Villiers' question. What is available and what is the need? Yeah, ma'am.
I'm going to request that you don't respond for a very long time so that our interpreter can just jump in.
For how long? The question is, until it is feasible to build a new school for the learners. That will be dictated by the development in the Languedoc area when we get to phase two.
Uthike phakwe bekuse kumnumzana uNcube okanye inkosazana uNcube ikhona ileta okanye incwadi zonxibelelwano phakathi kwesikolo nesebe kunye nesivumelwano sokuqesha ke okanye nesi-agreement. Uthi celiwe khona nencwadi okanye ileta echazayo ucelwa into yobana kufuneka kubekho i-extension yesisivumelwano sokuqesha. Uthi xana kusiza ngomba ke wexeshana into yokubana lo izoto efashinganani na. Uthi funeka bathele ingqalelo into yokubana bona funeka basebenze kuhlahlo lwabiwomali olukhoyo kwaye imali yabantu ababhatala irhafu bayisebenze ngendlela efanelekileyo. Uthi kwesi sikolo ke inonzame abafundi baphaya bayi-66 esikolweni kukho ootishara ababini. Funeka bathathe ke ingqwalasela ngendlela efanelekileyo indlela abayisebenzisa ngayo uyayiphinda imali yabantu ababhatala irhafu. Uthi kwesinye isikolo kukho abafundi okanye iprimary abayi-850 uthi ngoku bayi-625. Kukho ke ngoku amagumbi angasetyenziswayo anothi asetyenziswe bakufakwe abantwana abayi-175 nabayi-225. Uthi ke iba yethatha linye ixesha funeka qwalasele ugqitywa kwa-phase two.
With regard to the piece of land and there's any ground for the learners to play, Honorable Nube, the original four classrooms are adjacent to the school grounds, the playgrounds, the soccer and rugby field of the school. Nanzame indicated that they do not want to be there. They want to be on another identified piece of land. Whilst at the moment they are in classrooms which are adjacent to a big piece of playground that all the children can comfortably use, it is adjacent or in close proximity to the toilets, where they are now going to be relocated to. They have requested that we have an access gate to the outside road, and they requested the gate to the playgrounds. So yes, they have access to playgrounds, water, and toilets at the moment. Your question on the housing trust included F521 for future planning. I'll ask my colleague to answer that, as well as the questions that Mr. Plighton has posed.
Likhona ibala lokudlala phaya
babantu abakwazodlala as mani amagumbi akhoyo okufundela amelene nebala lokudlala kwaye ke isikolo esinonzame khange bafune ke into yobana babekwe phaya kodwa ke baxelile into yokokubana babekwe kufutshane ekubekho igeyithi ekufutshane kule ndlela kuphunywa kuyo kwaye ke uthi ewe ayakwazi ukufikelela emanzini abantwana badlale ebaleni uthi ke umbazi wexesha okanye ke izigqibo zexesha elizayo uzawunika kugxawa kaphendule.
Thank you. I think my colleague alluded to the fact that as civil servants we operate within certain budgets. That to me is one aspect of education. Our education is under tremendous pressure and the people who either benefit or suffer are the children of this country. Over the last 15, 16 years, this government has done more than any government before to provide access to education to the learners of this country. But access to learning is one thing. What we do when we are in schools, that becomes more important. And I'm just going to pose a question and I'm not going to answer it. We are at a stage in the country where the quality of what is happening in the classroom is paramount. Now, if we say that in the interest of our children, then we must ask ourselves, with all the other valid points, what quality of education can we provide linked to the budget issue? When you have 66 learners, ranging from grade R to grade 7, 8 years of study, with two teachers, that to me is the heart also of this issue. And I'll leave it there. Honorable Plaitje asked the question whether the school has been relocated, closed, merged. The school has been relocated. The school hasn't been closed. The schools haven't been merged. The school has been relocated. And to relocate the school, that is the jurisdiction of us as a department to deal with that, because the function of the MEC in the province is to provide each and every learner with a place to learn. And if we relocate the school, then we are giving effect to that function of the MEC. And the reason why we had to relocate the school is because the lease where the school is currently, that lease has expired. It's not our land. It's not the department's land. It's not the province's land. And if the landowner says, we don't want you here, your lease has expired, then we don't have a choice. And I've already alluded that in the entire area, the Western Cape government or the department has no other land except the Pineal school that's standing there. The municipality do not have land. That's why the municipality cannot give permission to the department to relocate the school to Earth 521. The municipality clearly says if they had access to that site, then they would have granted us. Why did we not follow Section 33? Section 33 deals with the merging of schools. I think I've addressed that already. The plan for the new school linked with the question of Honorable Nube is that the new school will only become a reality when land becomes available in the second phase, and the time frames, we don't have a handle on that. I'll first stop there.
Uthi ke njengoba
wakhe besevumile into yokubana basebenza ngokuhlahlelwa kwemali kwezemfundo. Uthi ke phantsi kwezimeko into ebalulekileyo ngumba wemfundo kwezemfundo, abantu abaphantsi koxinzelelo ngabantwana besikolo, ngabantwana abasokolayo. Uthi urhulumente kule minyaka i-15 edlulileyo uzamile into yokokubana anike ufikelelo kubantwana babafikelele ezikolweni bafunde, kodwa ke uthi into ebalulekileyo yinto eyenzekayo phaya ngaphakathi kunye nesikolo. Uthi loo nto ichaphazela uhlahlolwabiwomali, uhlahlolwabiwomali lona luchaphazela umgangatho wemfundo. Uthi kwesi sikolo ngabantwana abayi-56 kufuneka uqwalasele iminyaka esibhozo abantwana abazathi bayichithe kwesi sikolo befundiswa kootishara ababini. Okunye esi sikolo asivalwanga kodwa ke siyafundwa kuso okanye sifundisiwe kwaye singadityaniswanga nesinye isikolo. Umsebenzi wesebe bawenze loo nto leyo into yobana afunduse, kwaye ke umphathiswa wesebe wezemfundo nguye umntu ofanele into yokubana abone umntana wesikolo uba uyafunda, unendawo yokufundela. Isizathu sokokubana kwenziwe ke koba kanye sibeselapha yinto yokokubana kuphele isivumelwano esisesikolo basiqeshe apha. Uthi ke bona abanawo umhlaba, isebe alinamhlaba nephondo alinawo umhlaba nomasipala ngokunjalo. Uthi ke isikolo esikhoyo phaya urhulumente afikela kumhlaba waso isikolo kuthiwa yi-Pinier nomasipala naye kanasikolo. Uthi ke kutheni singasebenzisanga kanye silandele icandelo lwa-33 eli candelo ke lithetha ngokudibanisa izikolo. Uthi beseyiphendule umba ke wesikolo esitsha uyawuxhomekeka kwixesha elizayo xa kuthe kwafumaneka umhlaba okanye ke nokudityaniswa nomba wesigaba sesibini okanye phase 2.
Chairperson, with regard to Mr. Honorable Fivers' question, is Fivers?
Farber.
I'm sorry, I thought I had Farber. Honorable Farber, one of the biggest challenges that we face is this whole question of the culture and respecting the tradition and moving away from what it used to be like to the new. That's one of our biggest challenges. So, whilst our mandate is to provide schooling to every single child, there's always this question of the language. And what we do as an education department, we provide for that. And on the one hand, people fear this whole thing of ignoring the language and ignoring the culture, and that the language, the mother tongue, will get lost. And where we open up a school and there are many language groups in the school, in the community, we provide good teachers. But in this particular case, we have listened very closely to the community on the insistence that they fear that their school will be used up in Pinner Primary School. And for that reason, we acceded to the request that they continue to exist as a separate entity. We've done exactly that. Mr. de Villiers, your question, the first question was the date of the letter from the Housing Trust, and that, on that question, Mrs. May will have to answer for you. The second question was about Mrs. May herself, and I take it it's about the disciplinary action that we have taken against her. We got to the conclusion that we were making no progress because of Mrs. May's perception. And if you listen closely to Mr. Ndlazi and how he related what had happened, you will then realize that whatever we, after long negotiations, came to a conclusion with the governing body, and that they agreed, and there was no pressure, even if there is the it is being alluded to that they were put under pressure. I want to assure you that nowhere, and our head of education cautioned us not to do that, nowhere that were people put under undue pressure. So the governing body, who is responsible, it was the responsible body for governance. They agreed, and we carried it out. But for the appearance on the first day of school, remember we had due dates, we had dates to follow. And when Mrs. May made her appearance on the first day of school, she refused point blankly. And I must say to you, point blankly, to the point that she refused to talk to the officials. I don't want to listen to you. I am going to ignore the instruction. Now that urged us that we've got to take action against Mrs. May. And we have charged her with misconduct. Just on that point, the hearing was to be yesterday. We were informed that she is ill and not able to attend the hearing. We want to expedite the matter and get it over and done. But she's ill, she can't attend the hearing, and there is an extension or postponement of the hearing to the 19th of August. Mr. De Villiers, your third question. Do you know where Lankedok is? Do you know the road to Lankedok? It goes right past Pinet. Now, if I can guesstimate from the Lankedok Center, where the Anglican Church is, to where the access gate to the school is, I would guess that is about 400, 500 meters. As the children must walk from the center of Lankedok residential area up the road to that major road that goes to Pinyal and to Stellenbosch, then they've got to turn, if you go that way, they've got to turn right. They must, I would guess again, about 1.5 kilometers that they must walk. So I would guesstimate that the cut in distance that the children must walk is about 1 kilometer. I may be wrong, because these are guesstimates. Why was the information not communicated to the standing committee? I must say that I was not aware that there is an understanding that we will communicate the information to the to this body. And this is a matter that I will bring to the attention of our MEC. But personally, we were not aware that we had to communicate. If we were aware, then there would have been no problem to keep you updated, because the frequency of our interaction with the governing body, as I set it out in the dates of our meetings, which is every second or third day or every week, is an indication of how we communicated with the governing body. So there is no reason why we could not convey whatever had transpired there to you. If there was the understanding that we had to communicate this to you, then I apologize that we had not done so.
SGB
avumelana into yobana akho mntu uphantsi koxinzelelo apha. Intloko yesebe yaselumkisa into yobana singaze siyenze into yobana ke sifake nabani na okanye phantsi koxinzelelo. Ngosuku lokuqala esikolweni umama uMay yena akazange afune ukusimamela konke konke, ndithi akazange afune nokusiva uba masithethe, sithi akazuthetha ke namagosa kwaye ke uyawuthi alityeshele ke okanye umyalelo awutyeshele. Ngomhla wesithathu izolo okanye mhla wesithathu apha kule nyanga sikuyo, ekufanele into yokubana kudityenwe okanye sikhawulezise lo mba, kodwa ke siye sava ingxelo into yokokubana ke akaphilanga. Umba ke lo wamiselwa umhla weshumi elinesithoba apha kule nyanga imiyo. Umbuzo wesithathu ndiba uyayazi i-Lenky Dog mnumzana xa ugqitha phaya gqitha ePiniel nakwisikolo Anglican Church. Ndicinga xa ndiqikelela umgama usithuba se-400 uya ku-500 meters, abantwana ke funeka bagqitheke kulo kwelo ziko lase-Lenky Dog ukugqitha ePiniel Stellenbosch. Ndiyaqikelela nalapho umgama ngangu-1.5 kilometers, umgama banothi bawuhambe kuyo yonke le nto lenqumla xa unqumlela i-1 kilometer. Nalapho ndithetha ke umntu osona ndilungisa ukuba ngaba andinika into echanekileyo. Kutheni singakhange siyichazele ke ikomiti malunga ke ngezicukacha okanye ngolu daba? Khange sazi into yobana kufanele siyichazele ikomiti, kodwa ke lo mba ke sawudlulisela kumphathiswa wephondo kwaye ke bekungazubakho ngxaki ukubana sigqithise ezicukacha okanye olu lwazi kwikomiti yalapha epalamente, kuba kaloku indlela lesibamba ngayo intlanganiso ne-FGB yinto ebonakalisa into yokubana soko sifakana imilomo.
Honorable Ranti, I thought that the R is pronounced as, pardon me, I will practice at it all the time. Ma'am, you addressed the chairperson on the preservation of cultures, and I agree with you, and I already expressed myself on the challenges that we as civil servants face across the spectrum, and I'm not going to make any more comments on that. I just want to say that we as civil servants in the department respect the wishes of the people. We listen to what they say, and we try at our very best to execute the wishes that they do have. What steps have we taken to address the situation? Now, this is not something that started last year. Many times I've spoken to Mrs. May and to Mr. Blasi and others that know of the situation. And this is a new debate. This situation started in 1997 when the farm still belonged to Rhodes Farm. And yes, Mrs. May was then still the principal. And in another conversation with us and Mrs. May, that time they were given notice of leave. And together with Mrs. May and the then governing body, we tried to find solutions. Often obstructed by personnel. And I don't want to go there. So this is not a new situation. When the owners, the present owners, the Boschendal estate owners, gave notice, and that was last year, even before that,
estate notice around about
2006. So successive MECs in different administrations have been negotiating with Nomzame school principal and school governing body. Successive MECs of different administrations have negotiated, and they have refused the solutions that were put on the table. So this is not a new process, and I've given you an indication in my presentation when I entered 24th of May to drive this to a point where we have resolution before the school is thrown out. We have warned the principal that I want to use a word. We have cautioned the principal. We have cautioned the principal that the actions that emanate from the office can lead to disciplinary action. Because all I heard, I refuse. That's what I heard. And we cautioned this may lead to disciplinary action. We cautioned the governing body that unless we find a solution, this may lead to civil action. That the owners of the land may take the parties to court, and those parties include the Western Cape Education Department, the school governing body. And I cautioned them who would be cited as respondent number one, because we have done everything in our power. So I couldn't see that the Western Cape Education Department would be cited, or the minister would be cited as respondent number one. We cautioned that respondent number one could just be the body that can least afford something like that. We cautioned. Ma'am, you asked about the suspension of duties. I explained that in spite of our caution and in spite of going back day after day and in a very sympathetic and civil manner explaining the outcome that this holds, there was an absolute refusal to listen. And I now reckon that the process must go its course. It will be a fair process whereby the person who is charged will have all the opportunity to defend herself and call witnesses, whoever they may. But unfortunately, this is where it goes. She has been suspended with pay. There is no deduction or no withholding of any salary. She is suspended with pay. We were hoping, and she was served with all the papers that's necessary. We were hoping that this matter would have been concluded yesterday. It is now postponed to the 19th, I'm led to believe, on her request. The question is, Monzame integrated or separated the school? Can I just ask, this is the last question. The school is relocated.
Umama bekhoke uthethathethwano kanye incoko phakathi komama uMeyi nesebe neSGB kwaye kuzanywa ukuba kufunyanwe isisombululo ngalomba, kodwa ke ibibakhona imiqobo ibakhona. Abanikazi bomhlaba bathi banika ke bathi bafuna ukunika inotice ngo-2006 baqala ukwenza loo nto leyo. Funeka ukhumbule ke bakhona abaphathiswa bephondo besebe lezemfundo abahlukahlukeneyo abaphantsi kolawulo olwahlukeneyo, kwaye ke ngelishwa kubekho noba kukuthethathethwano nje malunga nalo mba ngomba kwaNomzamo kwakhange kufikelele kwisisombululo. Ngomhla we-24 kuMeyi sasicinga into yokubana sawufikelela ke kwisisombululo, kwaye ke samlumkisa uprincipal ngenyathelo loluleko lothi luthathwe ngakuye, kwaye ke salumkisa ke ne-FGB ubana kungaphela lo mba ungaphela esisuka ke kwinkundla yembambano, kwaye ke ayizibalisebe lezemfundo elizaba lokuqala ukuphendula kuba kaloku lize nazo zonke izisombululo ezicinga uba fanele uba ziyathathwa, kodwa zakhatywa zonke. Senze konke esinako, sicinga into yokubana ke iyaba i-FGB iyothi iphendule ekuqaleni. Malunga ke neyokuba kurhoqiswe imisebenzi
ngokuya kwethu phaya phantse mihla yonke esalukisa into yobana kungakho iziphumo ezinoba zezinye mhlawumbi. Yena uprincipal uthe ususpendiwe kodwa ke uyabhatalwa, akho nemali etsalwayo kuye, kwaye ke sicinga into yokubana onke amaphepha lana uwafumene amayunga nomba isikolo esi asivalanga siyafuduswa kuphela.
Chairperson, the last few questions were from Honorable Zulu. Yeah, I couldn't understand the first question about education in 9 provinces and 1 DG and so on, but my understanding and my reading of the Constitution is that education is a shared mandate between national and the provinces, and South African Schools Act, you know, makes provision for certain functions in the Act for the province. Why couldn't the owners provide a piece of land for the school to exist where they currently is? That question is no. The owners do not want the school on their property. That's the bottom line. To review the suspension, Mr. Linus mentioned that the suspension must now run its due course. Did we ever consider calling the two SGBs chair? We couldn't, because we would be insensitive to both of the parties. We had meetings with the two SGBs separately, and we have hoped to bring them together at the point where there were agreement from both sides. But because the one agreed for the relocation of the school to their premises, the other SGB refused, you know, and I think it would be insensitive of us as officials to bring the two parties together, you know, with such divergent views. So we didn't do it. Did we conduct public hearings with the communities? Chair, the answer is no. Our understanding of our role as a department is that communities get representation in education and the education of the children via members that they select to serve on school governing bodies. And from that point, as a department, we deal with school governing bodies who, as representatives, must share whatever come to them with communities. But I must also say that we had numerous invitations in the past where school governing bodies arranged public meetings and then invite departmental officials to come and make a view or a presentation. But we will never arrange our own public hearings and with communities. I've also responded to your question, why can't the school remain? It's an issue of the lease that expired.
Chairperson, may I just add to what Mr. Lewis has just said? It may be that you are of the opinion that in this particular case we had to have a public hearing. Because we did not close the school, there was no formal public hearings. In the case where you close a school, the process that precedes that, one of those would be a public hearing to obtain the views of the general public that school serves, how they, what their views are. So I want to make it sure that that question kept on coming up. What did we do? And the answer is simple. We did not close the school. We did not merge the school. We relocated the school because the premises in which they were in, we were given notice by the owner that they don't see the way clear that they continue in.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis, you said something about to be insensitive. To me, really, if you exclude the community, is where you are very insensitive. Firstly, as a parent, where I'm seated, if you talk about relocating the school, that thing is going to affect me. The distance that the child will be traveling, because obviously there's going to be a change, you know, the way the system is operating. And it's not something that the official have to decide whether do I have to call the community, inform them. It's a process that we there should be a consultation, because it affects the community in that area. If my child today has been traveling 200 meters, and then tomorrow is supposed to travel 300 meters, it affects me as a parent, as a community in that area. I think when we talk about insensitive, it's one of the issues. When we talk about the SCB, we're talking about two schools here, which is not a matter of choice for the official to decide whether to call the two SCBs together. You have a problem that needs both schools. That is why I was asking, did the two SCBs meet, you know, to try and sort out this problem? Because it's a procedure that needs to be followed. I just said, I decided that I should clarify this issue. Because everything, you relocate, whether you relocate, you merge the school or you close down the school, it affects the community in that area.
Can I address you on that point?
Honorable Hasmene, and then Honorable Rancho.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chairperson. I think we have listened to all the issues that have been raised by the representatives from the department on the procedures followed, and also administrative issues that have unfolded during the addressing of this particular matter that we are dealing with. But there are many policy issues, as we have alluded to, Chairperson, that are not being addressed in this meeting. And it looks like we will go in circles trying to get some answers, and they won't be answered. I think it is important for us to request the Office of the Minister nationally to sit with us in a meeting to address the policy issues that are not addressed in this meeting, because they are shying away in dealing with those matters. Minister should be here. The MEC should be here, because we're dealing with some of the issues are bordering on the Constitution that we're talking about in this meeting. So I'm requesting that, Chairperson, we really have to have that meeting with the two politicians so that we address this matter and lay it to rest. Thanks.
Thanks, Chairperson. The interpreter.
Abasifuni isikolo sibephaya. Yiyo loo nto leyo kuphendula laa mbuzo kamnumzana uzuba bekutheni ze bangababoneleli abantwana ngesikolo. Wona okanye ususpenda kokuthiwa makuthathe indlela yayo. Ingaba nibabuthi SGB zombini nizibizile na? Hayi, khange sizibize. Kuba kaloku sibonile into yobana elinye icala lixelela ngapha liyavuma, elinye alivumi. Ngoko sibonile ke into yokubana ayizulunga loo nto leyo. SGB emema okanye equkuzela iintlanganiso zoluntu, ibe i-SGB ebiza okanye emema amagosa esebe, ayisithi ke abantu abanza loo nto leyo siyaya njengokumenya kwethu. Ingaba bezikhona na okanye uva kuziwe izimvo zabantu ngalo mba? Khange zibe khona okanye bekhona intlanganiso yoviwa kwezimvo, kuba kaloku isikolo esi asivalwanga, asidityaniswanga, kwaye ke siyafuduswa njena. Wangenelela umhlali ngaphambili esithi kukho umba ongakhange umphathe kakuhle apha nokubana ke kungavakali okanye bakuthatha uba abantu ke abavakalelwa xana kuzodityaniswa ezi komiti zinto okanye SGB zimbini kuba kaloku xa ningazihoyi ningazidibanisi okanye ningaphezu koluntu ithetha ukuthi anivakalelwa ke yindlela abantu abava ngayo kwaye ke bona ke into okokubana enilungelo ngezile into okokubana kuthiwa eyona nto ibalulekileyo apha njengokubana amagosa onke ethethile nesebe lathetha umba obalulekileyo ngumba okhaphazela umgaqo-nkqubo ongalandelwanga bona into okokubana ke iofisi yomphathiswa kwezolonke nomphathiswa wesebe kwezemfundo abe khona kwaye le nto kaloku ichaphazela umgaqo-siseko.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, I concur with what Honorable Khasmeni has said. I see no solution in this case today. Because every party is defending itself, I don't see any solution. For us as public representatives, but as politicians, I think we have to meet or the two gentlemen over there, they keep on saying they are civil servants. Yeah, you're gonna Chairperson. So I think we should call in the national minister of basic education, because this affects the people, the vulnerable people of South Africa. This affects the education of the children. The relocation of the school, it's not a simple thing that can just happen easily. It affects the emotions of the children. It affects the emotions and the mentality of the principal, the teacher, together with the children and the community at large. So I think it needs a reconsideration of the minister herself and the MEC of the province. Thanks, Chairperson.
Chairperson, Officer Lola Pangapesha gave uthi ngithi umnyango wodwa South Africa wezemfundo ngiyaphinda in the Bible esinayo i-constitution in our land it's on one department and the 9 MEC in the province or to the province of 9 provinces. This means that Western Cape is no way to undermine our people to take the decision without consultation of our people. There's no way. As a South African citizen, as a member of parliament, is not allowed. I suggest the proposal of an honorable member to call the national minister and the MEC of this province to come to set up that thing. And then the brutal advice, I'm not a chief steward, I'm not at what. Must uplift that suspension, because that suspension you base with in this letter, because that lady was informed us as a member of parliament the problem is facing in that school. That's a bad life, it's not false.
Thank you.
Ewe omnye uyazikhusela thina singabantu abamele uluntu singabantu sizipolitician kufanele into okokubana sithathe ingqalelo siyabava nje besithi ngapha ngaphesheya yabona bangabasebenzi bakarhulumente lo mba uchaphazela kakhulu abantwana abantu ababuthathaka nesimo sengqondo sikatishara seprincipal kwaye uthi ke umnumzana uZulu xana egqiba evumelana ke phofu nosandithetha ohloniphekileyo uba kufanele ukuba kulo mba kubizwe umphathiswa wemfundo esisiseko kube khona nomphathiswa wemfundo wephondo.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. There's just one question, or the answer on just one question outside. or left out, that is the one about the letter which the principal was reading. So that's the one, yeah. Then the other thing is, Honorable Chairperson, I agree that the political heads, that is the Minister of Education, Basic Education in the national, and the Minister of Education in the province must come to this party so that we can seek a solution. Because we can't let the school stay on the ground, pluck op die grond van 'n ander skool vir onsekerheid. We can't allow that. So the political heads must come and give us the answers on that. Because in intervening and the relationship between the school pupils, Nomzamo School and Pinningle School, maybe there can come sometime problems, communication problems and behavior problems between the pupils. That we must try to solve as soon as possible as we can. And then I understand the Western Cape Education Department from the official side. They find a solution viable on the spur of the moment because there's some arrangements between, there were some arrangements between the Western Cape Department and the owner of the land. And they don't want to get into some court case between the Western Cape Department, the SGP, and also the owners of the land. So that is the most suitable and viable solution at this very moment. But I urge the department in the Western Cape, together with the Minister of the Western Cape, to see if there's other solutions. And in the meantime, before we as the Select Committee of Education and the departments, Western Cape and the National Department comes together to discuss the issues further. I think under the circumstances currently given by the department and also from the SGB and the principal, I understand. And I want to thank them for the role they play in addressing the problems concerning the pupils. That's the only the situation which I am actually worried about. I want the pupils to get the proper education in the language which they can understand, because we can't force them into a school where they must get their instruction in Afrikaans. That is the situation, and from the department they told us this morning that they also believe in that situation. And that I agree, and I'm very happy about that. I thank you. And the other one, Honorable Chairperson, maybe there was a miscommunication between you and Mr. Lewis. And I want to urge you to give him a chance to just explain if there's a miscommunication, because I understand it differently as you was.
Before I give to Honorable Minister, let me just the date. If there was a question that you're supposed to ask to answer of the date.
Okay.
The date of the letter.
Okay.
Sorry, Chairperson, and if the letter was given to the department.
Enkosi Mhlonitshwa, ndicela uthethe isiXhosa. Mandiqale ngale leta. Le leta ibibhalwe last year kuSharon Hosking ngo-2009 nge-21 kaSeptemba.
The letter was written last year by Sharon Hosking on the 21st of September 2009.
ephendula imibuzo yethu sizitishare ne-SMT ne-governing body.
And she was responding to our questions as teachers and the body.
Okulandelayo ndifuna ukuchaphazela intetho kaMr. Linus yokuba isikolo iingxoxo zina 15 years from 1997. Iingxoxo ziqala ngo-1995. Mini ndivizithelwa ngoprincipal, neighboring principals. Ayiqali apha le nto koMr. Linus. Ineighboring principals zaphaya.
Sorry. I want to make a follow-up on what Mr. Linus has said. He made mention that this process took place in 1995, when I was visited by the neighboring principals.
Zindicela ukuba kunganjani ukuba esi sikolo sam sidibane neLubeck Primary School, ekwaye African speaking people.
And they requested me how would it be if my school would merge with Lubeck Primary School, which is an African school.
Andathi ke mna kandinasikolo, mna isikolo sesabazali, ndizawuthatha le nto niyithethayo ndiyise kwi-SGB yam nabazali bam.
And I told them that I do not own a school, the school belongs to the parents, and I will take what you have said to the SGB.
Up to now, ange ndiphinde ndibabone, kusuka ngo-1995, kuvela le ngqushungqushu njengoku.
Since 1995 to date, I never saw them again, and we are here because of this matter.
Mr. Linus, umenge 65 yabantwana. Kanti abantwana besasikolo, there were more than 150. Imbangi yoba bashe gradually. Into babazali behlise ezibuhlungu bengafuni uba mabasiwe kwezi sikolo ze-Africans.
Mr. Linus keeps on mentioning 65 learners. The learners there were more than 150, and then the reason why they decreased gradually is because parents were hurt that their children were to be taken to an African school.
Babathathile babase Eastern Cape apho sisuka khona, esiXhoseni.
They took their kids back to the Eastern Cape where we are coming from.
Unyaka nonyaka, kumka more than 10. Unyaka nonyaka, kumka more than 10. Abazali basheka apha bephangela.
Every year, more than 10 learners leave or drop out of school, and the parents would be left behind working here.
Ndibuye ndizowuphendula kulaa ndawo athi uMr. Achilles akho abavumi abaphathi balaa ndawo nomhlaba.
Mr. Lewis mentioned that the owners there are refusing with their land.
Mr. MC, Mr. Donald Grant, why high school in Sasimtelile, where's the high school?
We invited Mr. Grant to come to our school, and he came.
Wababona abazali indlela abangafuniyo ngayo into yokudibana nezinye izikolo befuna isikolo sabo, wazibonela.
And he saw for himself the manner in which the parents were against the merging of the other school.
Wacela ukuba isebe lezemfundo eliphaa isekethi lesikuyo mayijonge indawo ezinothi zifumaneke ezinokuthatha ii-precepts zibekwa khona for uba abantwana bethu bafunde phaa elokishini.
He asked the circuit to look for another place where prefabs can be put so that our kids can attend school there.
Wathi laa ndawo sihleli kuyo siyayibhatala siyi-department iqeshiwe. So makukhangwe indawo ezawuqashelwa abantwana abamnyama phaya elokishini.
And he said, as a department, we are paying for that leased land, so we must look for a certain piece of land where the school will lease or rent in the location.
Wathi masincedise nathi titshara njengabantu abayaziyo le ndawo.
And he said the teachers must also assist as they are aware of the surroundings.
Samfumana ufata wasechurch, Anglican Church, wasinika iholo. Sambiza udepartment sathi makazojonga. UMr. Achilles wayekhona wazojonga wayothetha nofata. Azange basixelele ukuthi bavumele ntoni, into esibonayo endaweni yoba basizamele baske bathi xa bebona uba kuyalunga baphinde baye kwenye into ozamenye into bayiyekele because imvumelwano yabo ibiye-3 years kwelaa holo bangalirenti qha balirenoveyite abantwana bafunde kube kwene-prefect secaleni.
We were assisted by a certain father from an Anglican church and he gave us a hall and Mr. Lewis was there and he spoke with the father. Unfortunately, he did not tell us what was the outcome and they never reported to us. The agreement was that they use the hall for 3 years and they were not going to rent it, but they were going to renovate it. What happens is that when we find a solution, they leave that solution and start something else.
In Lucky Dog Housing Project, it's a nikile inju, paya enkulu, eyayishop enamagumbi abanobazizo iclassrooms. Akange bayifune nayo lo nju. Akange bayifune, education akange ayifune lo.
Lucky Dog Housing Project gave us rooms that are big that can be converted into learning classrooms, but the department refused that.
So, sinqamile ke ngoko.
We have given hope now.
Basalela kule pinya.
Miss May, I understand sometimes when we interact, you know, this provokes us. I'm just going to plead with you that because you were given an opportunity, you know, earlier on to make your case to present, to make that presentation, maybe what we, from this chair, I would request you is to make that presentation in writing, the one that you feel that you didn't, when we gave you an opportunity to make your presentation, you didn't indicate those issues. Honorable Mube.
But Chairperson, I wanted to say the same thing, that there's new information that is coming out, and she was given that room. The same thing that for us to move forward, as we are saying, we'd like to meet with the minister, not only the minister, but the minister and the MEC here, as we deal with that. At that time, we would like to have this additional information. So that we can be able to move forward. At least today we've had the two sides of the story. So then in moving forward, at least we'll be knowing in terms of how far we are going to be moving. Thanks, Chairperson. So that we close the meeting, our flights are leaving us, so that we don't leave any one person here. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mube. Chairperson of the SCB, I'm going to request that any additional information that you have, it should be submitted to my office so that we can table it before the select committee. And I'm going to request that it should be done in writing.
Into okokubana naluphi na ulwazi olungolunye olungezelelweyo okanye into entsha ufuna uyongeza uyoleka uyongeza ubhale phantsi ifakwe phaya eofisini yakhe yena uyawuthithaca kwikomiti le bahlala kuyo. Isicelo.
Eyona ndawo ndifuna ukongeza kuyo le ithethwa nguMs May, ewe ndiva ukhankanyo le nani labantwana abayi-16 nto. Abantwana bona bahlile unyanisile, banyanisile bona, kodwa ke isizathu soko senziwa ngabo.
Chairperson, I'm just going to suppress you. I made a proposal that you are if there's anything that you want to add, as the chairperson of the SCB, I think you'll do that in writing. For now, because I think you have been given an opportunity to present your case, but we are still having, you know, that open that we allow you also again to do your presentation in writing.
When the spell of a corner, Plegal, what would you be told about? Why would you bang about Unendo and Jack of Unia Lega? There's going to be two where you ngibhale phansi ngoku uyaphinda uyathetha unceda ke ubhale phansi yonke into ofuna uyongeza entsha ifake ofisini yakhe yena yothi thatha abathatha kuyo.
Thank you, honorable members and our officials from the department. Honorable civilians, I think from this time I made a ruling because very clearly I understood what Mr. Lewis said because he was responding to the question, my question. So I'm not going to give him the opportunity because I was responding to what he said because I understood because I was the one who posed the question. Before I go to the meeting, I just want to indicate that we had an opportunity to interact with both parties. We had an opportunity to hear from both parties. As the meeting has requested or recommended that we call the ministry to come because there are issues really, the policy issues and all that. And as we agree, if we sit here and listen that, really out of this meeting, we cannot come up with any conclusion or we cannot resolve this this issue. But we are going to take the matter up. We are still going to proceed with this matter. And we agree as this committee that we have another meeting, which the MEC and the minister or the ministry will be part of this meeting where we are going to present as a committee. On that note, I would like to thank everybody who participated in this meeting. Thank you for the department, ministry. I think the officials from the department will give the report to the relevant ministry. The chairperson of the SDB, we thank you, and the principal of the school, and all members, I thank you for the meeting and attend.
Thank you.